Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We've been talking all week about the concept of being busy and how most of us look at being busy as a source of pride, right? We feel important because we're busy. And the reality of it is maybe it's not such a great thing to be busy all the time. And so now we look at ways, how do we become less busy? How do we put less pressure on ourselves? And one thing I think it's important to look at is how to say no, but to do it tactfully. Because when you look at one of the reasons you become busy is because somebody asks you to do something. And we don't want to disappoint them, especially if it's a boss, if it's a client, if it's a customer. You don't want to disappoint them. So to come back and say no is not often the best answer. But if you say yes, you're putting tremendous hardship on yourself potentially. But maybe there's a better solution. And that solution is, I can do this, but I can't do that. So if a colleague needs something in a week, and your workload is just such that you can't make it happen, your response might be something like this. I can't have everything you need by this Friday, but I can get it to you by next Friday. Another option could be, well, I can have the first section to you by this Friday, but the whole project will take until next Friday. So what you're really doing here is you're not saying no. You're doing what you can to accommodate them, and you're being flexible. But you're also not allowing yourself to be walked over either and letting people take advantage of you and having your life dramatically interrupted or putting yourself in a very stressful situation that you're forced to deliver on something that you're not sure that you can in the time that you have available. So the key here is not to just say no, because that's often not the best option, because you're going to end up getting people angry at you if you say no. But there are tactful ways to buy yourself some extra time, to offer other options, to bring other people into the equation to help you out, but to meet them halfway and not just say no and shut the door. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull in the podcast. And if you find yourself on iTunes, please subscribe. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd love to get a review if you wouldn't mind writing one for the 90-Second Navigator. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on this concept of being busy, and I want to touch on the point of the benefits of coming in early. For today, if you're asked to do something that's going to be very taxing on you or you don't think can happen within the time frame you'd like to do it, rather than just saying no, offer to meet them halfway. Find a solution that buys you a little bit more time, that adds some flexibility to you, and takes some of the workload off you. But do your best to find a way to accommodate the request.